Nonprofit organizations come in all shapes and sizes with all kinds of missions and purposes, but they do share a few traits, sure, besides being nonprofit. Every so often, they gain some knowledge and momentum from sharing ideas and approaches. On California's North Coast, the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, we'll call it NORCAN from here, brings the nonprofits together in a group and once in a while for a big meeting. Such a meeting is scheduled for 2 weeks from now. Let's talk about the kinds of things they talk about. Amy Jester is the program manager for NORCAL, the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, and our guest on The Exchange. Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to have you. Ben Brown is here with us as well. He belongs to one of the nonprofits. He's the director and curator of the Clark Museum in Eureka. Ben, welcome to you.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So, Amy, you go by NORCAN. How big an area? How many nonprofits are involved?
We have about 130 organizations that are part of our network. These are folks that, you know, see the value of being able to network, to connect and share resources, information, and expertise so that they can be more effective and efficient in the work that they do. Because we do serve a really rural area in Humboldt County, Del Norte County, and Trinity, there's a great need for us to really be able to sort of look within the region to figure out how to sort of deal with some of the unique issues that we face as rural communities that are working on meeting significant challenges. And so part of what NORCAN does is help to provide an opportunity or many opportunities for folks from throughout the region to get to know each other, to learn from one another, and to learn with one another through trainings and events such as our biannual conference that's coming up on October 8th.
The number you mentioned, just off the top of my head, not knowing much about the business, sounds a little high, but when you think about three sparsely populated counties, Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity, maybe it's just that more nonprofits are needed because services from government are a little fewer and farther between?
I think that's right, yeah. And, you know, I think there's a broader sort of mentality within these communities, as there are in many, of really wanting to do something to try to solve some of the challenging issues that we face. And people want to try to figure out a way to get involved and make positive changes in their communities. And often that happens through nonprofits. So we have had a history over time of new organizations being developed. And, of course, you know, many people, when they're looking for a way to get more active and involved in their communities, do so through volunteering or working for nonprofits in the region.
Okay, let's focus on one of the nonprofits here. Ben Brown, tell us about the Clark Museum in Eureka.
Well, you know, we are a smaller nonprofit in our region, but for history museums, we're the biggest one in the region. We have about 120,000 artifacts that we store, and, you know, we really take pride in being a community hub for all things history. Now, we really include all of Humboldt County, but that does extend north and east, of course, a little bit, and south. So our scope is pretty big, and coming with that is, you know, a really great need to partner. While we do have 120,000 artifacts, doing a big show on any particular subject requires that we reach out to community partners to really help tell that particular story. So, you know, we partner in all sorts of different ways, and this day and age, it's really important for an organization like us and other nonprofits to partner with similar organizations with that type of mission in mind.
The Eureka Cultural Passport Project was something that involved your organization and a couple of other nonprofits too, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And I spearheaded that, and I'm really proud about that. It's, you know, I was able to identify five organizations within Eureka that really share a similar mission, and that's the Humboldt Botanical Garden, the Morris Graves, the Sequoia Park Zoo, and the Discovery Museum. And we all have a similar clientele, and the aim of the program is to be cheap, get exposure for all the nonprofits, and then once people complete the cultural passport, the rules are really simple. You go to four of the five, you get a stamp in your passport, and then you can go down to Old Town Coffee and Chocolate and redeem your passport for a prize. So it encourages people to go to at least four, if not all five, and it also gives exposure to some of the local businesses that really make great products. So in my mind, it's really a win-win for everybody.
We're talking about nonprofits working together on the North Coast. Ben Brown's the director and curator of the Clark Museum in Eureka. Amy Jester is program manager for the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, generally called NORCAN. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Amy, I failed to ask how long NORCAN's been around.
NORCAN's been around since the late 90s. We basically were created because many organizations in the region really were feeling sort of the impacts of isolation, and there needed to be something to help connect those organizations in their work, and also to be able to, you know, encourage them to get to know one another so that they could take advantage of opportunities to collaborate on grants or things like Ben was just describing with the cultural passport. You know, when we think about what it takes for organizations and leaders to feel comfortable developing longer-term sort of authentic partnerships over time, there really has to be a significant level of trust. I think when we talk about different ways that nonprofits can collaborate, it sounds really good, and it can be challenging, you know, because each organization kind of has its own needs, so to be able to kind of lift up and take the kind of forest level view as opposed to just sort of seeing the specific needs of the tree that is one's own organization, I think takes takes a special, you know, sort of skill and passion and drive for leadership within an organization, because you have to sort of look to, you know, what is the greater good for the community, not just for the organization, but really for the mission that you serve. And I think that's hard. There's a lot of work that organizations put into developing their particular way that they provide services and their particular identity, right? And they kind of work really hard to be known for doing a certain thing in the community. And so collaboration is really great and can really help to enrich all of those things that I just mentioned. And it can also feel a little bit threatening at times, which is just the reality. So I think it's so we recognized with, you know, lots of input from organizations in the region in the late 90s that it would be really important for people to get to know each other better so that they could have these larger conversations about what the larger community really needed, and then figure out how each organization, like in a collaborative effort, could effectively participate in a meaningful way for them and still kind of stay true to their mission and kind of their identity as an organization, and at the same time develop something deeper for the community.
I noticed that the discussion of the upcoming Strong as Redwoods Regional Nonprofit Conference, this is October 8th, talks about scarce resources. I have to believe that in some cases you're asking some of the same organizations for grants within this pool of nonprofits.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. It's, you know, there is a certain level of competition for resources. Some people call it co-opetition, right? So hopefully we're being cooperative in our competition, but resources are scarce. And so if we're able to kind of get to know a little bit more about what each other as organizations are doing, we can look for opportunities to partner on grants or working with donors in the community to raise money. But there is, you know, there is a healthy sort of level of competition for resources, and having opportunities for people to be honest about that and talk about it, and do so in a way that's productive is really important for us, for the sake of the larger community issues that these nonprofits are serving. So that's part of what we're going to be doing at the NORCAN conference on October 8th. Is providing some facilitation experience for people to come together and talk about what some of those challenges are, and really talk about, you know, what it takes to effectively collaborate and to really develop the leadership skills that are needed at, you know, key volunteer positions at the board level and also at staff positions within nonprofits, because otherwise it makes it really hard if leaders aren't kind of coming to their positions with a collaborative mindset. It's hard. hard for it to actually happen.
Ben Brown, are you here, right? You're going to be a panelist at one of the sessions at this conference?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's really my pleasure to take part in this. And I think representing a smaller nonprofit is going to be kind of a welcome addition onto that panel. You know, we do have a pretty small budget, and this generation is really faced with new challenges for nonprofits. You know, at the core of nonprofit work is that there is a need within the community that isn't being met by the general market, and that's where these nonprofits come in and help out. And you know, today's climate is very challenging for nonprofits, and collaborating can result in really wonderful results. But as Amy says, there are lots of challenges. Bringing two organizations together comes with a host of potential problems.
Yeah, you know, who takes orders from who and things like that?
Well, that's right. Every nonprofit has a board, and you have to get them together, and everybody's busy, and having a bigger vision in mind can be really difficult to see through. Of course, the big strokes can be oftentimes easier to come up with, and as they say, the devil's in the details, and you know, and that's where these partnerships can really fall apart. So it's really wonderful to have an organization like NORCAN who has been down this road and can bring so much expertise to these types of endeavors.
All right, let's let our listeners know again. NORCAN is the Northern California Association of Nonprofits, where Amy Jester is the program manager. Ben Brown is the director and curator of the Clark Museum in Eureka. And Amy, I noticed that, it's broad membership, everything from Friends of the Dunes to Chambers of Commerce to folk dance and other arts groups. I mean, have there been some fairly surprising collaborations through the years of NORCAN?
Yeah, I think that's part of what we've encourage people to look for are not only opportunities for organizations to partner on, you know, kind of serving the community in some way, but also if there are challenges like that maybe a board of directors is experiencing, and maybe that's a health and human service provider type organization, they might be able to, you know, reach out to other organizations that aren't necessarily in their same kind of field, but have gone through a similar challenge with a particular, like, board or governance issue to reach out and be able to get some help in that. So it's not always necessarily kind of programmatic or initiative related, but there's also just stuff in terms of, you know, being able to reach out and help each other kind of problem solve around management issues or how to sort of keep volunteers engaged and committed to the work that they're doing. So I think there's also that piece of the kind of, you know, quote-unquote nonprofit capacity building stuff that we encourage people to kind of reach across the, you know, specific issues that they work on to really learn from one another and find out what works well for other organizations and learn from what some of the challenges have been.
And Ben, I'm curious, since you run a history museum, some particular challenges there. I know from talking to people who run other similar museums that the recession was pretty hard on a lot of those operations. And you've got this issue with a generation of people coming up now who, you know, they like to have their things in their hands, you know, their mobile devices. And yet you're here running a museum where people have to come. So how do you integrate modern technology into what you're doing there?
Well, that's a really good question, Jeff. You know, History Museum, we're a lot about the objects. Objects for us are metaphors. You know, they something about being in the same room and breathing the same air as a particular item that came from a culture or a different generation can really be an opportunity to reflect on the day we're living in today and how we got there. So, you know, with technology, we do the best we can. New positions have been created with the internet. You know, you have to have an active website and Facebook account. So that's a position that we've had to come to grasp with, and that is an important. We have a very small staff, and one of those staff members, that's their responsibility is keeping up on that. And in our mind, that's a way of connecting the community with our big collection. Now we do exhibits. You know, we swap them out really regularly, but we have so many items that don't often get to be put out on display. And so new technology is allowing us to at least put them out there and hopefully fostering a connection between the community, our collection, our mission here, you know, just basically what we do. So, you know, it really does add a level, but hopefully it's a connecting level. It's a easier way for people to understand and connect with their own history through connecting with ours.
Always challenges in the nonprofit world, and good that you get a chance to talk it over with each other. The NORCAN 7th Annual Biannual Strong as Redwoods Regional Nonprofit Conference coming up on October 8th. Amy Jester is the program manager at NORCAN. Ben Brown, director and curator of the Clark Museum in Eureka. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, take care.